on me. I've been in and out of feeling, and I get how they can be. It can be way, it can be good, but it can get worse. Before it gets better, it can be great. It can be good, it can get worse. It gets better.
Hello, everyone. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. You are listening to All Chat, the video game talk show. It is a lovely, lovely... What is the temperature outside? I think it's like upper 60s, lower 70s. Yeah, it's a great weather outside today on a Friday evening. I'm going to be taking you through some songs real quick. This is usually a video game talk show. However, right now... since this is the first installment ever of this show, I just decided to start like about a week ago. I need to figure out my my schedule. What am I going to talk about? What am I going to do? But I just wanted to let you guys know that this will be a weekly occurrence for the whole academic school year. Hopefully, I'll have the same time slot next semester as well. And for the next, I don't know, 8 months, every Friday, 5 to 6, we are going to be reviewing and talking and critiquing video games from spanning all across all platforms, all like years of video game history. Yeah, literally nothing is off limits here. The only difference is that I may have not played the games, but I will give my reference in terms of gameplay. For those of you that are interested in this, you can always call in, give your two cents on any type of video game or anything you want to talk about. I'm always open to ideas. For those of you that are not familiar with what's playing in the background, this is the Super Mario 64, Nintendo 64 original soundtrack for the main menu. I know that's nostalgic for me, and I know it's nostalgic for many, many people who play the Nintendo 64 back in their day. This is WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, and I'm going to go back to the music. Maybe when I come back, I will bring up some more things to talk about in terms of Mario 64, because why not start with the classic? All right, see you in a bit.
Bring up.
Hello, welcome back to the studio. It is 5:17 p.m. on a Friday. So we just had a few songs there. We had Feel It by GTA and What's So Not, Hyperreal, Flume, Such Small Scenes by Luis Del Mar. In the background, yet another soundtrack to Mario 64. I want to discuss this game in depth, but it is a little bit harder when I'm by myself. Usually I'll have guests on here to discuss different video games of different varying genres. But right now, I am on my own, so it's harder to discuss and critique something when you're just sitting by yourself. Right now, I can only read and go over things I know about the game, but that won't be as fun now, would it? I guess I could describe it for people that are unfamiliar with the game and what I'm talking about, which might be a good amount. One of the first and most popular consoles was the Nintendo 64. And one of its headline games was the Mario 64 universe, and it was the first 3D platformer of its kind. It kind of developed the rest of those 3D platformers that you find today are based off of Mario 64. Nintendo always has a skill for innovating. For reference, this game that I am talking about came out in 1996. It came out in 1996, earlier in the year for Japan, and then 2 months later for North America. I'm telling you, this game is so popular and so well like received. It has over like 9 out of 10 for every review company magazine that's out there. 10 out of 10 from Edge Publications, from Game Informer, 9.7 out of 10. GameSpot, 9.4 out of 10. IGN, 9.8 out of 10. What is up? How do you get 9.8? I'm curious what that 0.2 was. Where that 0.2 came from. Either way, this game inspired future games like Conker's Bad Fur Day, for those of you that are familiar with it, and any 3D platformer model that requires a third-person view. Because if anyone remembers from Mario 64, you had a camera behind the character. It was a third-person, a 3D world. That was the first of its kind. Think about that. If you're trying to create a game like that, how are you gonna set up the camera? How are you gonna allow the player to control the character? All these details have to go into it, and Nintendo figured it out. I don't know how, but they did. Hold on, gotta set this up real quick. What is going on? Who did this? I'm going to jump back into the music, and hopefully when I come back from the music, I will have a guest on the phone. If not, I'll just keep going, keep doing what I'm doing, and the next time I'm here in the studio in a week from now, I'll have guests, I'll have people to talk to, people to discuss with. So it won't be as weird, but I wanted to get my message out there, let the people know that there's a place for this, all the geekiness, all the nerdiness that might be labeled onto the video game world. We're here. We're here for you. Man, it is hot in the studio. All right, this is 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. I'm going to go back into the music. I'll be back. Hello, welcome back to the studio. I'm your host, Mr. Gracias. And I decided that I'm just going to give an overlay of what's to come on this show. You know, we started off with Mario 64, and definitely not done. I definitely didn't even talk about it. I kind of just wanted to talk about it, but couldn't. So it goes as far back as Mario 64, which is from 1996, to like Halo 1, which came out in 2001. To games like PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, which came out this year alone and is just dominating the video game scene. Battle Royale games in general are just taking over the video game industry right now. And the reason it's taking over the video game industry is just because it's bringing in revenue from all sides. You have personalities that, first of all, PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds doesn't even have to put out advertisement. Doesn't have to have any type of ad campaign. Its entire ad campaign is based off of streamers, YouTubers, people of the like that just record themselves playing. On Twitch, you have many, many, many people streaming PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds at this very moment. Let me go check real quick. Just real quick. Let me see what's going on here. Browse. Yeah. PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds on a regular day is usually out streaming other large games like Dota 2 and League of Legends, which everyone knows takes over the Twitch network when it comes to live streaming video games. PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds, let me turn this down. PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds has really taken over in the past few months. It was brought out early access probably in, I want to say, May. Am I right? It was at the end of spring this year I know this because for the rest of my hours playing video games this summer, it was majority PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. These are the same people that designed, well, not the same people, it's one guy. H1Z1, just King of the Kill, is the same idea. It was huge before. Once this came out, it kind of took a lot of their fan base. Another one on the rise is Fortnite, which is another battle royale game. And this idea of dropping into an open world with probably H1Z1 has 160 players, sometimes 170. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds has 100. Fortnite also has 100, I think. The fact that these games are all in the 100 mark, where you have this many players in an open map, all dropping at the same time to gather weapons and just survive, kind of like a Hunger Games. For those of you that are unfamiliar with what a battle royale is, I should probably go over that. That's not common knowledge. A battle royale game is where, think of Hunger Games. For those of you who don't know what Hunger Games is, it's a game where you have to survive and be the last person surviving. It's like everyone for themselves. Let's give an example of playing alone, a solo game of a PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. You'll begin in a ship that flies over this island. As it's flying over, everyone can choose on when to jump out with the parachute and go to different parts of the map, different landmarks, different houses, different setups. It's a very diverse, like, terrain. Once you land, you don't have anything equipped, just clothing, obviously. And you go into buildings and find loot, such as weapons, pistols, AK-47s, M16s, you name it, submachine guns, snipers. And you have to collect the correct ammo for those weapons as well. You also collect armor, such as police vests to protect you from some damage. You have helmets to protect your head. And find backpacks, so you can store all the stuff you've been finding along the way. The first, probably, 5 minutes of the game is everyone getting in, shooting other people in their immediate vicinity. So it's like an immediate weed out of the people who got unlucky and didn't find a weapon before everyone else. Along with that is a safe area located on everyone's map. Everyone's map, you find it'll circle a location somewhere on the map, and you have to head to that safe zone, because after 5 minutes, a deadly wall will start coming from the outsides of the island inwards, therefore forcing all the final players to get into a smaller and smaller and smaller area. Obviously, the first one's pretty large, and it gets smaller and smaller as the game progresses. One game, if you start from the beginning all the way to first place, can last up to half hour, if not more, depending on how it goes. Because, let me just look that up. When does the final save zone appear? My longest time survived is 36 minutes, 11 seconds as end zone is building. Different floors. Yeah, so at max, I think it's about 40 minutes. 40, 42, somewhere around that area, because once it gets smaller and smaller, it gets to the size of like maybe 30 yards radius. And you'll be surprised what could fit in there. Sometimes it'll be a building that's in that final zone of just 30-yard radius. You have someone on the top floor, someone on the bottom floor, and neither one of them want to move. After 5 minutes of that, it'll move in until the entire zone is covered in unsafe zones. So basically, the last person to die to the wall would win. But hopefully you would find some type of action, someone going to be on the aggressive front. Anyway, now that I explained a little bit of explained a little bit of what I'm talking about, let's go into why this is such a, why this model is really successful. I don't, something about it is so addicting. The gameplay specifically, but also the idea of trying to be the last one alive. It's thrilling, and every time you get into lower numbers, your heart already starts racing into video games or gamers everywhere. That's a very critical value of a game. The excitement it brings you, and that satisfaction of actually getting the chicken dinner. And when I say chicken dinner, it's because in PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, when you win first place, it says winner, winner, chicken dinner. Again, this game is only on early access still. It technically hasn't had a release date. It's still in early access, which means it's still being in, it's still in development. It's still going through development phases. It is still open to the public, though. Obviously, you have to pay $20 to get it, but it's quite the buy, and it hasn't even been released yet. It is. Surpassed all games on Steam library in terms of purchased, how many copies have been purchased on Steam, which has many, many popular games like Dota, like Counter-Strike, other very multiplayer-based games. This game has surpassed all of their numbers. So many concurrent players at any given moment are playing right now. And soon it's going to be heading over to Xbox One, PlayStation 4. Man. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money and popularity for one game. Whoever's the design behind that is has lucked out. Technically right now is the 17th best-selling PC game. Seventh best-selling PC game. It's only 5 months old. Oh my god. Yeah, so seventh best PC game ever in history. Like, the most copies sold. Which is ridiculous. So that, and you have H1Z1, which is its predecessor, which is a little bit faster paced. A little bit different. You'll see this differences if you play the two. Before that, it was definitely a survival games that were taking over the scene, such as Minecraft and H1Z1's Just Survive mode. I think it's something to do with the. I don't know about that one. I was about to go into more theoretical ideas about how video games. Gain their popularity and how they represented more societal norm. For example, zombies taking over, zombies being a part of movies, being a part of TV shows, video games, horror movies, you name it. Zombies were a hit about 5 years ago, especially when The Walking Dead started, and that was an ongoing sense of loss of individual self. I don't know, I've watched many reviews, talks about zombies. What's the word I'm looking for? The burst? No. Well, I can't think of it right now, but the certain surge of zombies in every type of media that we have was more of a representation of how, with the growth of technology in terms of phones, social media, computers, video gaming to VR. Many people are feeling like they're losing their versions of themselves. A sense of individual thought. Man, it's interesting to dive into the zombie idea. Same with the Battle Royale. I'm curious as to how its game model has become so popular. What is it about Battle Royale mode that is so relieving and new? Heck, I don't know. So yeah, that would be basically what I'd be doing on this show, is just talking about video games, whether we're critiquing it for its actual development or if we're actually going into more deeper topics about a certain game. Certain games that are banned in countries, certain games that some say are completely 1 out of 10 stars. Those type of games are the ones that we are interested in. Because why? You have a whole team that develops this game that in a language that I can't understand. I don't know how to code. I don't know how to computer generate. Things are just going way beyond. And we have VR coming soon, which is in a readily accessible manner. Right now, it's only available to those that can afford it. But sooner rather than later, we're going to see a version of it that's very affordable. When I say affordable, I mean in the lower hundreds rather than the thousands. With all this development of video games in the current world, especially with kids playing Minecraft, the amount of kids that are playing Minecraft is actually insane. The amount of places that actually use Minecraft as an educational tool will surprise those that don't even play video games. Many adults, many parents who have children know what Minecraft is, whether they want to or not. If their kid has access to some type of YouTube type website, they're going to find Minecraft and they're going to fall in love with it. It's a great game. I love it. It's just interesting how from then on you have these kids that since the age of, what, 3, 4 are playing Minecraft. What are they going to develop into in terms of video games? What are they going to want? What are they going to request of video game industry to produce for them? What's going to be the next video game? What's going to be the next battle royale? What's going to be the next zombies? This is coming from a personal gamer. Me personally, I've only played since I was about 5 years old. I had a PlayStation 1, moved on to a PlayStation 2, then an Xbox, an Xbox 360, then an Xbox One. But recently, I've only been playing on my newly acquired gaming PC. That has been where I've been spending most of my gaming hours. It's a whole new world there. Alright, we got 13 minutes left. I don't mean to bore you anymore, which is random rants that I'm going on, but this is the video game talk show, so I guess that's my job. Alright, I'm not yelling at anyone in particular. I'm just kind of trying to kill time. I think I'll just go back into music. Thank you so much for those of you that have been listening. I know it's been a long rant, but it is 5:48 p.m. on a Friday. This is All Chat, the video game talk show, with your host, Mr. Gracias. I'm going to go back into the music. This is WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. See you in a bit.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to, man to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
All right, you've been listening to All Chat, the video game talk show. I'm your host, Mr. Gracias, and this is my time. I'm done. I'll just leave you on the automation, and I'll be out of here. I'll be back next week with some guests to talk about more video game stuff. You know, the usual. All right, this is 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Have a good weekend. Have a good rest of your Friday.